anyone leaving tomorrow? Are we going to have to say goodbye to anyone? If you are leaving the village tomorrow, please stand. We want to pray with you and bless you on your way out. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for calling us all into this wilderness. And we thank you for all those who take the risk of coming here and being changed by your Holy Spirit. We ask that you go with this sister who's leaving our village tomorrow, but never this community. We ask that you give her merriment on the journey, safe travel, wonderful memories, and that you light her path all the way. Bring her back again to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Nancy Winder. I'm the pastor in the village, and we gather as we do each evening in this community for worship tonight. You should all have a copy of this cranberry-colored book. If you don't have one, there are more on the racks back there in the corner. Tonight, Vespers will be led by Fred Niedner of our teaching staff.
The service is very simple, three hymns and a few words in between. And we start with ELW number 524, What is This Place? The gospel lesson, again, for this week, Luke 7, verses 11 and following. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people. This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. Here ends the reading. I came here this summer when we were thinking about God's promises here at Holden Village with two stories about promises in my mind and on my heart, two stories that I knew I would share sooner or later sometime up here. I didn't know just when, but tonight is the night. I came here from Indiana, the flat, industrialized part of Indiana, which is relevant only because there in that place where I live, we don't have anything even remotely close to the glorious Cascade Mountains. There's not much of beauty there, but we do have a few things to brag about near where I live, including the birthplace of Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, whose demise, by the way, is still rippling the pond, so to speak, in that part of the world. And the day before I got on the airplane to come here, the local papers were full of a story about how the city of Gary, Indiana, where Michael Jackson was born and grew up, was going to make a memorial, a museum, a theme park, in order to honor this great giant of that place. And the city of Gary was going to donate an enormous tract of land right smack in the middle of the city in order to make this happen. Now, I don't need to go into the whole story, but my reason for telling even this much is because in the newspapers that day, a local politician was quoted speaking for the city of Gary and its plan to do all these things. And the man said this: "This is not a promise. This is going to be done." Now, maybe I've been grading papers for too long, but I couldn't help but wonder what the politician would call his second sentence: "This is going to be done." If it's not a promise, what is it? But of course, his comment about "this is not a promise" indicates the sorry condition of promises in our times. Promises mean nothing. At best, a promise is something that's merely tossed out to pacify someone about something for a moment or two, but there's no intention of it ever being kept. The other story about a promise is much more on my heart, and it's about promises that mean everything. It comes from my living these days in a kind of upside-down version of this week's gospel lesson about the widow's son at Nain. For you see, I am a widow's son. I have been for the last 10 years. And now, I am not dying, or at least I don't think so, but my mother has recently entered hospice care, and she is dying, and when I leave here in 10 days or so, I will go half a day's journey a little farther south in the state of Washington to say goodbye to her. Truth be told, my mother and I, and my mother and my siblings, we've been saying goodbye for some time now. In fact, almost a year ago, I sat with my mom and one of my brothers while she listed for us all the things that are supposed to happen at her funeral. She prays every day that the Lord would take her quickly, preferably while she's sleeping. And for the past few months, our regular phone calls have all ended in the same way. Every time we talk, my mother says an ultimate goodbye. She thanks me for being her son, and she says how much she has appreciated all my family being her loved ones. And then she says, "I'll see you in heaven," or, Dad and I will greet you when the Lord takes you home, because she doesn't think she'll see me again in person. Well, it's not really goodbye. These are promises. She is promising me, and maybe just a little bit, promising herself, that we are going to see each other again somehow or another, wherever it is that people gather in the bosom of Abraham, or at that great table that we all sang about just a few moments ago. For she believes, maybe she even knows, that soon she will be with the Lord, and in a way, I won't. At least not in the same way that she is. And so she is praying for me. She expects that she'll be waiting for a while until I too hear the voice that says, young man, or in my case, old man, I say to you, arise. And then she'll have her family gathered once more. Her promise and her hope for herself and for me is grounded in the promise of the one who raised that widow's son outside Nain, and in the promise of his own dying and his laying his life in the hands of God with a child's bedtime prayer on his lips, trusting in a promise of a song he'd learned when he was a child. Into your hands I rest my spirit, O God, thou faithful God, he sang. And usually, before my mother hangs up, she quotes a hymn verse or two. Mom doesn't sing anymore, and she can hardly see these days, but she doesn't need a hymnal. She knows hundreds of hymns by heart, most of them in English, the older ones in German. And she lives by the promises in those hymns. They are her theology books and always have been. And now they are her companions in the lonely hours of hospice care. They are her great good comfort. When she quotes these hymn verses, she's not just reminding me of God's promises. She's still teaching me. Sing, she's instructing me. Never quit singing the hymns and songs of the faith, for those are the Spirit's tools by which God faithfully clings to you, calls you, gathers you, keeps you, and says to you, youngster, I say to you, arise. So I promise, Mom, I won't quit singing. And here I have so many others to sing with me, beginning with ELW number 637, Holy God, Holy and Glorious, 637. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, as a hen covers her chicks with her wings to keep them safe, protect us this night beneath your mighty healing wings. For your mercy's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. And one more hymn, number 843.
Praise the one who breaks the darkness with a liberating mind. Praise the one who frees the prisoner, turning blindness into sight. Praise the one who preached the gospel, healing every dread disease. Come, restores thousands with the very bread of peace. Praise the one who blessed the children with a strong yet gentle word. Praise the one who drove out demons with a piercing two-edged sword. Praise the one who brings cool water to the desert's burning sand. From the well comes living water, quenching thirst in every land. Praise the one true love incarnate, Master suffered in our place. Jesus died and rose for many, that we may know God by grace. Let us sing for joy and gladness, singing what our God has done. Praise the one redeeming glory, praise the one who makes us one.
Go in peace, rest in God's promises.